Gleich Jürgen.
Ja, wenn es auch so ist, eigentlich hast du immer in der Ernährung eine Teilung, die du hast. Through a person doing massive amount of demand, meaning being very trustworthy in business. That whatever the person says he's going to do, he does. Being very honest. All the things that Rabbi Zal mentioned, if you agree in your mind that you're going to sell somebody something at a certain price, and have to change your mind afterwards, all of those kind of things, and doing massive amount of the deep and always with confidence that your parnassa is not coming from your work, the parnassa comes from Shabbos. So one day of the week that you don't go to work, that's all falling into the category of massive amount of demand. By a person doing masumat be'emuna, that's how he accomplishes the mitzvah of v'yohavto et Hashem alekecha. K'mo she'omer Chazal, as the Gemara says in the Sefer Yumah, the Gemara darshins on the word v'yohavto et Hashem alekecha, she'yihye shem shamayim nis'ahit al yodcha. That a person should see to it that people should love Hashem through him. What's a good way to do that, the Gemara says? If you do business properly, with honesty, people say, wow, ashrei to the parents who had such a child, ashrei to the religion that has such a member, and always ashrei to Hashem who has such servants, because they show trustworthiness. So a person is mekayim the mitzvah of Yahavto as Hashem lekecho, loving Hashem doesn't mean just that you should love him, that other people should love him through you. How? If you do business b'emunah. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma. So now Rabbi Nachman says, "Ukishem mekayim v'yohavto," and when a person is mekayim the mitzvah v'yohavto, Hashem alekecho, al yedei zeh yiyeh lo yahaparnoso, but lo yegia v'toyrach. That enables the person to be zeche not to have to work hard at parnoso, that the parnoso should come without difficulty. So far we have, if a person does maso matan be'emuna, he's mekayim v'yohavto, Hashem alekecho. If he's mekayim v'yohavto, Hashem alekecho, he's zeche to easy parnoso. Rabbi Nizal explains now, Ki Omru Chazal, because the Gemara says in Sachim, Koshim Mizaynosa Fikriyas Yamsu, that a person's parnosa, coming by a person's parnosa, is as difficult as it was for Hashem to come by Kriyas Yamsu. As difficult as it was for Hashem to do the meaning of Kriyas Yamsu, that's how difficult it is to get one's parnosa. U Kriyas Yamsu Poyo Al Yedei Zechus Avraham. And we know that Kriyas Yamsu was specifically in the Zechus of Avraham Avinu, Bechinas V'yohavto, who is the concept of V'yohavto, loving Hashem. K'mo Shemu Chazal, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, on the Pasuk, Vayoshov Hayom Lifnais Boiker, Le'esonai, the Pasuk says that at night, in other words, when did Kriyas Yamsu take place? Exactly at Vosikim. The Jews were traveling at night, the whole nervousness, in other words, when did Nachshon and Aminadab jump into the water? It was night, it was just, it was the end of night coming into the water. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what was going on during that night? There was a machlokes kaviyochol between the Sar Shel Mitzrayim and Hashem. Hashem wanted to go ahead with Kriyas Yamsu from the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, that Malach Reish Hei Beis, which we mentioned, whose merumas in the Pasuk Ves Reid Fehem Yishlachto V'Mtzailos. The first letter is Reid Fehem Yishlachto V'Mtzailos. Is that Malach Reish Hei Beis, the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, he was complaining to Hashem, Haloloi Te'er Reid Zolot. Note, and the Gemara brings the verse that it was the Sar Shel Yam. The Zohar HaKadosh says it was the Sar Shel Mitzrayim who was complaining, why should you save the Jews from Egypt and should drown? Both of them worshipped idols in Egypt, both of them were bad, etc., etc. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that throughout the whole night it was very difficult for Hashem, because Hashem is Melech Oyhev Mishpat, Mishpat Tzakos Oyhev, because Hashem loves Mishpat, it was very hard for Hashem to override this cry of the Malach. In other words, for fairness. Until the Zohar HaKadosh says, Vayoshev Hayom Lifnais Boiker La'esonai. When Boiker came, that's when the Yam went back, in the Zechus of Eson. Who is Eson? Avraham Avinu. There's a chapter in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Tes, that begins with the words, Maskil le'Eson ho'ezrochi. The Gemara asks, who is Eson ho'ezrochi? The Gemara asks in Bala Basra. The Gemara answers, that's Avraham Avinu. Because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya which says, Mi he'ir mi mizrach. Eson ho'ezrochi. Who did Hashem take Mimizrach? Avraham Avinu, Hashem took him and made him go to Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing, the Gemara proves that Ezrach refers to Mizrach. Mizrach refers to Avraham Avinu. Eson ho Ezrachi, Miloshin Mizrach here, referring to Avraham Avinu.
So by Yoshev Hayom Lifnais Boker Le Eson, in the Zechus of this Tzaddik, who's called Eson Avram Avinu, that's why the Yam went back and wiped out the Egyptians. In what Zechus? In the Zechus of Boker. The fact that when Hashem told Avram Avinu to go sacrifice his son Yitzhak Avinu, what does the Pasuk say? Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. He got up early in the morning to do it. The zechus of the zrizus that he showed in that mitzvah, that was the zechus in which the yidden was zeicher at kriyas yamsuf. That's why it says vayoshev hayom lifnayz boiker. The Zohar Kodesh says do boiker da Avraham. This was in the zechus of the boiker that's written by Avraham Avinu. Vayashkem Avraham ba boiker. That was what finally tipped the scales in the favor of Bnei Israel. Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtza, so what do we see from here? Kishehigia, Eis HaBoiker, when the time of mourning came. Bechinas Avraham, which was this concept of Avraham Avinu, Chesed, night is din, morning is Chesed, Avraham. Tfila Shachris, who was the one who was Mesakan Tfila Shachris? Avraham, Azai Yotza Mikishui Lekal. Then the Jews left the category of Kishui, this whole concept of Kriyas Yamsuf, which was originally very difficult, and Hashem, as the Zohar Kodesh describes it, became easy. It left the state of Kishui and went into the state of Kal. Ki ad haboiker hoya koshul afon of Kriyas Yamsuf, because until morning, the Zohar Kodesh says, it was very difficult, kaviyochel for Hashem, to perform the mitzvah of Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? Because of this kitrug of the malach. Nimtza, so what do we see from this? That al yedei maso matan be'emuna ochuz bebechinas v'yohavta, we showed how maso matan be'emuna is the fulfillment of the word v'yohavta, shehei shem shemayim is'ahiv al yodcho. V'yohavta is a concept of Avraham Avinu, ahava, ahavas Hashem, Yitzchok is yiras Hashem, so V'yohavto, Bechinas Avraham, Azai Ein Koshin Lemezainoiso. And we find that Parnosa is compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. What made Kriyas Yamsuf easy? The Zechus of Avraham. The Zechus of Avraham makes Parnosa easy. Parnosa is like Kriyas Yamsuf. What is the Zechus of Avraham? V'yohavto Sashem Lekecha. How are you making V'yohavto Sashem Lekecha? Through Masumat Be'emuna. So Rabbi Nezal says when a person does Parnosa Be'emuna with a trustworthiness, he's zeicher that the parnasa will come to him easily, without yegiya, without tircha, without having to travel to far cities and all that kind of stuff. Any questions?
And this
is
related
like
the creation?
This
is related to the Hashem.
Yes.
Since we just talked about creation.
Right, we were just talking about that, the concept of emunah, the hischachus of emunah. Rabbi Nizal says that maso matan is one of the forms of bechina shena. In a different time of the Gemara, he writes that Shena comes in different forms. To a big tzaddik who's davuk tashen, his concept of Shena is limud of pashtei oraisa. Rabbi Nezal said to other people, their bechina Shena is when they go to work. Compared to learning, their work is a concept of sleeping, you know, etc.
There's no
digital
question. Like Hashem's right hand, like the kindness to the Jewish people, it emphasizes over the Gemara, if I hurt the Jewish people. Does it emphasize, like in a negative way, that he uses Kaviyachu's left hand to punish the guy, or it always has to be in a positive way with his right hand?
It seems Yemincha Hashem Tiratzale, the once quoted the Pasuk, Hashem's right hand smashes the enemy. When it comes to the Jews, Hashem punishes them with the left hand, with the weaker hand. When a person loves a child, he doesn't hit him with the right, he hits him with the weaker hand. In other words, although he wants to hit, but he doesn't want to hit with full power. Kaviyocha, Hashem loves the Jews, he hits them with his left hand, whereas Kaviyocha the Goyim, he hits with the right hand.
So when the Hashem jumped into the Yamisukur Vasikin,
right,
to identify who accept the Shikada until the latest with the right hand, like we do think they have to lose the shakra, we say like we down the shakras before the second.
Right.
It's like morning, but yet it's cool, you said like it was night just before.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, I'm not saying it in technical terms of halacha, I'm saying that's what we refer to at a time of din. Whereas boiker morning is a din of chesed.
Right.
Exactly. That's when the sun comes up, the oil.
Would mincha davening be like din?
Definitely. Pachad Yitzchak.
But how's it different, like, from
afternoon?
Yeah, how's it different?
It's two different things. Rav Nissim Zalman Kotev Halachos explains that difference.
Your concept that during the Man Krishma is until the concept of the Hashem of Hashem is strong again.
During this one,
by the way, that the only reason why we try and down the sequence sometimes is just like a PC end of Hashem's.
Never heard of any sonata.
Is there a Marina says you question like that?
No, Dream 4, Act 3, Scene 1. Aronikun. As far as I know, that's a time of chesed. Go ahead.
I just want is it simply mas machin the muna that causes the shemesh to be loved?
100%.
What about any act of Kiddush Hashem?
The answer is the Gemara quotes that item specifically. The Gemara in Yuma, not that item alone, it quotes a few items there. That it says that if you do these few items, these would enable Sheyi Hashem Shumai Messiah Al Yodcha. Just a second. Yuma, page 86. The after session like Echo, Shehe Shem Shemai Messiah Val Yodcha, meaning Shehe Kaira, Vishaina, Umeshamesh Talmideh Chachamim, a person should learn Chumash and Mishnah and be Meshamesh Talmideh Chachamim. And look what Rashi HaKadosh says here, the exact same words as now a Gemara. Umeshamesh Talmideh Chachamim, who Yishuv Ta'amei HaMishnayis, Ma Ta'amon Umehechon Lamdu. Viehe Masoi Umatonoi Be'emuna. V'diburoi benachasim habriyos, ma habriyos emrasov. What do people say about such a person? Ashrei oviv shalomdoi Torah, ashrei rabbi shalomdoi Torah, oy lohem labriyos shaloi lamdu Torah. You know, etc. And so, you know, whole thing.
But he quoted in there also masa matin. I mean, they were
talking exactly. And that's what the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Nizal is quoting here in this era, this specific nekuda of Masamat and Be'emunah, through which he is zeicha to Parnosa B'Makeh. Exactly.
Okay.
And again, this is, that's Yudavim Deira, he spotted this. How do you ask for Parnosa B'Makeh? You ask Hashem, I just learned that these two are connected. And obviously, how do you get to know what Masamat and Be'emunah is? In order to know that, I have to learn the Shulchan Aruch. I have to learn the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about the Halachas of Ayna and all of those things. I have to learn the whole Sefer Chayshim Mishpat to get to know what does Hashem call Masamat. We don't know, we're Amaratzim, we don't know. Person has to daven Hashem to be zeichet to learn, to be zeichet to get to know what Masamat and Be'emunah is, so that I could be zeichet to Parnasa B'Makeh. Because the opposite is a curse. When a person has to use Yegiyah and Tircha, that's Be'itzah and Tachana, which Hashem doesn't want. Hashem wants that the Yidin should have Parnasa B'Makeh. Rabbi Nizal said, in order to do that, I have to do Masamat and Be'emunah. Show me how to do Masamat and Be'emunah. Show me how to be zeichar at Shei Hashem Shemai Nisayiv al Yodi, so that I'll draw upon myself the zechus of Avraham Avinu, who's this Isha Chesed, Avro, so that I'll be zeichar to this concept of Kriyas Yamsov.
Thank you.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Reish Yud Aleph, which is a small summarization of Torah Samach Aleph that we had a long, long time ago. The Torah Rabbi Nizal spoke about coming to the Tzaddik Amos for Rosh Hashanah, about how that's the concept of the Evan Shisiyah, if you recall, where he's Shis Shemimenu Hushta Sa'ilon, that he's the Moyach who's Mesakin, who's Mevarer all the Tzimtzumim. The fact that Rosh Hashanah was a Yom Hadin and Kulhu B'machshava is Bariru, we'll see in a minute. Let's see what Rabbi Nizal says here. Rabbi Nizal says, "Mashiach Olam Naisim al Rosh Hashanah leTzadikim." This that people in general go to Tzadikim Rosh Hashanah, and when is this talking about? Obviously, not in this moronic situation that we're in now in the 1980s. Unfortunately, most—I don't know about most people, but a lot of people don't do that. But more during the Baal Shem Tov's time, during Rabbi Nizal's time, then it was more a known item, both by Hasidim and Misnagdim, that for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, or specifically Rosh Hashanah, people went to a Tzadik. By the Hasidim, they went to their Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah. By the Misnagdim, they went to daven in their yeshiva. This is Yom HaMiron, like a special, special time for tefillah, where you want to do it the best way possible. So Rabbi Nizal says, "Mashiach Olam Noisal Rosh Hashanah LeTzadikim Ki Ikar Hamtokas Hadinim Einoi Elo Al Yedei Kedushas VeTaharas Hamachshavos Ki Shom Shoroshon." Rabbi Nizal says the main Hamtokas Hadinim comes about through purifying the Machshavos, because that's the Shoresh of the Din. Where does Din originate from? From the Machshava, from Bina. Bino din and nesaramino din originates in machshava. Kama shekosuv kolo b'machshava is beriru. Levarer means to purify, to be mesakin. All the tuma, all the din, all the klipos get their birur in machshava, in thought. When a person is mevarer, he cleans up his brain. That's the main hamtoka sadinim, because the brain is whiteness, libuna damaicha. When it has machshavos rois in it, it's this bechina of dam in the brain, this redness, this tumma. When a person cleans it up, he brings out the chesed, this libuna damaicha. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ve'i efsher lavoi lamaychin zachim ela al yedei hiskashrus letzadikim." It's impossible for a person to be zeicher to get to have a pure brain unless he's zeicher to be mekusher to the tzadik. If you recall, we once mentioned siluka the yisoida ad abba ve'ima. Yisoid tikkun abris reaches up to abba ve'ima to chachma bina. In other words, the tzadik, the effects of the tzadik are what affect the brain, chachma and bina. Rabbi Nizal says, "Kemu." Kemuva b'zayar, as is brought in the Zayar Kodesh on the pasuk Vayikach Moshe es atz Moshe Yosef. The Zayar Kodesh says Moshe hu bechinas meichin. Moshe Rabbeinu is the concept of meichin. How do we know that Moshe is meichin? In the word Moshe. Hello, you said something. Right. How do we know the word Moshe is meichin? The Shin stands for the Gimel meichin. The remaining letters, Mem Hei, is three times Yud Kei, which stands for the Meichin. Rabbeinu Zal brought that entire Kuf Aleph from the Gedan Ram. So Moshe Rabbeinu is an Indian of Meichin. The Shin stands for the Tlas Meichin, you know, the 300 barrels of oil that we had many times before, if you recall. Mo Bechlau refers to Meichin. Mo is, you know, the concept of something that's not tangible. But Mo is also these three times Yud Kei that we once mentioned. So Moshe Hu Bechinas Meichin. The Yosef hu bechinas tzadik. Yosef is the concept of tzadik. Hainu she'ein shleimus lemeichin elo al yedei hiskashrus letzadikim. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef. Then he was sholem. Then he was in full power. He was able to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim and do everything. When these two were together, the meichin to the tzadik. When the meichin got their ticken through hiskashrus to the tzadik. Rabbi Nizal says, "She'ein shleimus lemeichin elo al yedei hiskashrus letzadikim." V'Rosh Hashanah hu mokor hadinim shel kol Hashanah. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the mokor of din for the whole year. Now, note an interesting thing that just came to mind. In other words, you have to think when you're learning. Rosh Hashanah is the mokor of what? Rosh Hashanah is the mokor of what for the whole year? Where is there a Gemara, something like that?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah is the mokor of.
No, it's the
Makar of Parnassa. Parnassa. Rosh Hashanah is the Makar of Parnassa, the whole world. All Mizainos is Kotsu from Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. That's when. What is Parnassa? Is it Chesed or Din?
Din.
Gevurais Geshamim. Maskirim Gevurais Geshamim. Rosh Hashanah hu Makar Hadinim shel kol Hashanah. Mitzafain Zohav Yoasa. Parnassa comes from the left. Din. It's a Bechin of Tzimtzum. Rosh Hashanah is the Makar of Din for the whole year. V'tzorech letaher es machshavtoi kidei lamtikom. How are we mamtik din? Through purifying the brain. Purifying the white matter in the brain. Ho b'shvil ze noisim letzadikim kidei lizgois likdusha samachshavo. That's why we go to the tzadik on Rosh Hashanah. The tzadik is the meaning of tikkun abris. Tikkun abris means purification. It begins at the brain. By purifying the moyach, that's the main hamtoka sadinim. It's the moichin that have the main power to sweeten din. If you recall, this goes back to what Chiddush the Rebbe Zal said from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The moichin being the main hamtoka sadinim, kulu b'machshobo es beriru, Baal Shem Tov, kefoyer ko'efer yefazer. Kefoyer ko'efer yefazer. But the whole concept, what does it say before that in the pasuk? The whiteness, the whitening of the din, it brings there about something about redness. It mentions red being converted to whiteness somehow, and then it says kefoyer kefoyer yefaser. The word par, the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, stands for din. Par is din, the five letters mem nun sadik pei chof, which close a word. They're special sosum. Sosum means close, din. Those correspond to the five moitzois haper, which is an Indian of din, malchus. So par is a concept of din. How are you mamtik din? Daika through the meichin. Kefoyer kefi yefazer stands for chachma, bina, and das. Kefoyer is kof vov par. Chofov is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which corresponds to Chachma. Ko'efer is Chof Aleph Par. Chof Aleph is Ekir, which is Bina. Yefazer is Yud Zayin Par, Yud Zion is Aleph Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of Hashem, which stands for Das. So you see that the main Hamtoka Sadinim is through the Moichin. How are you Mesakin the Moichin? Through Yiskashus the Tzadikim. To be zecher, to become a kusher to Rabbeinu Zal. Why? To be zecher to Tara Samach Shavu, and thereby be mamtik all dinim. Excuse me? Literally, just a second, that Hashem is so powerful. Let me just double check. Shelek at Samer, Kefor Kefi Fazam, and just a second, it's like, it's not snow, it's something like snow that falls from heaven, that the Pasuk says, pray for your father, like Hashem spilt it out like ashes over the world. That's what it is. Okay. Excuse me? In Kehillim. We say in Halalukas, in the morning. Yes.
The person would be poor now.
Right.
The eight would be like that, have two that Hashem
have Rechamadis. Right. And also comes from Din. Din is Hateva. Hateva is Elohim. Tefillah is Lamala and Hateva.
We can get it. I know that really originally wasn't the name.
Probably. Oh, that's the norm is that the Parnassa is Kotzel from Rosh Hashanah. Tefillah over. Tefillah means abnormal. The fact that you're davening shows that you acknowledge that you're not locked into anything. Otherwise, why bother davening? If I'm locked in, I have nothing to daven for. Tefillah shows, I believe I'm not, that Tefillah Hashem gave us this privilege, that if we're mature, if we have brains and we speak to Him, that can override any bad thing, anything, any sins that we did can be cleaned up through speaking to Him, anything.
And he said to him, well, you see, it was a sign
for
you, and that's
going to
be the rest of your life,
like,
and it was told
him
it was a sign when you were born and
Rosh Hashanah,
and you used it a lot. Is that
because it didn't come for you too? Could be. I'm not Arashi on literature stories. I really don't know, but we definitely daven for Panos every day in Shemon Esrei. Baruch Hashem. Torah Reish Yud Gimel. This is a very, very important Torah because it applies L'maisa. We are zeicher to be from those few who were privileged to be incorporated into a minyan that says Tikkun HaKlali every single day b'tzibur. And in Tikkun HaKlali, one of the few Torahs in the Likutei Moharan that's incorporated into the Tikkun HaKlali is this Torah, in knowing how to say it. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, Sheyesh, Shem, there is a certain name of Hashem, Shekish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roitze, Lahastir, Ulechaseis, Esa'odom, Min HaBaldovar. When Hashem wants to hide and cover over a person from the Baldovar, from a death penalty that was decreed against the person, then Hashem hides the person and covers over the person with this name of Hashem. V'azai habaldovor meshaitet umechapes svivois zeho otom. And then what happens is that the baldovor flies around and looks around, searches all around this person. Levakesh leimokoim shiyucha leikoneis tachas hamistor v'amichse. Lahazik lozeh otom. To find an opening by which the satan should be able to sneak through, like under this curtain or under this bubble that's surrounding the person, to be able to get in to hurt him. Ach tekef kishemabitolov nistalik ve'ein leikoyach machmazashem. But as soon as the person looks at the satan has no power against him because of the koyach of this name of Hashem. Period. Avolda, but you should know, Shekishechas v'sholom, Moitzei mokoim lichnois tachas ha-mistor v'amichse, Lishloit al-odom, but you should know that if the Satan chas v'sholom finds an opening in this bubble to be able to get in under and to be able to get to the person, Azai adarabo, then what happens is just the opposite. Mekabel oid habaldovor yoser koyach mizeh Hashem. The baldovor can get much more power through this name of Hashem. In other words, he uses this name of Hashem to his advantage to wreak much more havoc against the person. This is what's found in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the whole Magefa took place, when Bilam got the Jews, Rachmana Litzlan, to have relations with the Noshim of Midian, so what happened was a Magefa broke out. That generated a tremendous charayin out by Hashem. And Mageva broke out. The Satan was running around rampant, killing people. So the Zohar Kodesh says that Pinchas saw this Malach HaMoves flying around. What's the symbol of the Malach HaMoves? The letter Mem, which stands for Moves. Pinchas saw this letter Mem, in a sense, floating around. The Zohar Kodesh says Pinchas grabbed the letter Mem and he incorporated it into himself. The word Pinchas is Bigamatria 208. He took the Mem, and 208 is Reish Ches. He took the Mem and stuck it in between the Reish Ches, and he got a Roimach, a spear, and that was the Koyach that he used to kill Zimri and Cosby. The power of the Malach HaMoves himself. That's what Pinchas took onto himself. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezem Asher Kosov B'Zayir Kodesh." This is what's written in Zayir Kodesh. Shero or Pinchas Hamem Shel Moves Mishaitetes Oz. Pinchas saw the Mem of Moves flying around. Why does the Zayir Kodesh use that lashon Mishaitetes flying around? Rabbi Nizal in this Torah explains this concept that Kaviyochol is a bubble that protects a Yid or the whole Am Yisrael, and the Sultan, in a sense, conceptually floats around this bubble looking for an opening to get in, and the minute he does get in, he can use the power of this bubble itself, this Shem Kodesh, to do harm against the person. Just one second. Hainu ki hamem hi bechinas hasamach mem hamishaitetes soviv sovikar. The mem refers to this Satan who flies all around, as we said before.
I just came across something yesterday. The disciples of Avraham went to Chesed, Ponyas, Yerushalayim, and shamefacedness. This is why disciples of Bilam, in order to do kindness, you have to wealth, for example.
Exactly. Turkey Elvis.
And one objectively see oneself as going in one direction or the other, or still there's the kudos.
There's degrees, definitely. A person has to try to get himself to be as much as possible to fit into that category of the Talmidim of Avraham. You know, not versus Bilam. Okay, just one second now. Rabbi Nizal says, Vida, and you should know, Shehashem Hanal, Hishem Samach Aleph Lamed. What name of Hashem are we talking about here? We're talking about the name of Hashem Samach Aleph Lamed, V'yotze mi posuk ato seser li mi roshi teves. This name of Hashem comes forth from the posuk in Tehillim, which says, ato seser li. You, Hashem, hide me. Seser means hide. You, hide me. In what? In this name of Hashem. The Hamem shall mitzar titzreini, the mem of the next word, mitzar. Bechinas Hamem Hanal. That's this concept of this mem that we mentioned before in the Zohar Kodesh. Bechinas Hasamach Mem Hameshaitetes Soviv Hamichsev Hamistarnal. That's this concept of the Malach HaMoves, this Moves that floats around this bubble, sort of. Lishloit al hodam kanal, attempting to be shaylate against the person. Ve'im chas v'sholom moitzei mokoyim lishloit, and if this malach chas v'sholom finds an opening, finds a way of getting to the person, azai mekabel yoiser koyach mizeh Hashem, then the Satan himself can draw much more power from this name of Hashem itself that was protecting the person originally. Ve'naset siruf shemoi Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. And what happens is, by incorporating this name, Samach Aleph Lamed, with the letter Mem, which he was originally the Malach is just the Mem floating around. When he incorporates the power of Samach Aleph Lamed to his Mem, he becomes his full unit of Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which is the name of the Satan, in full power. Rabbi Nizal says, Al Kain, therefore, Tzorech lahafsik bein tevois ato seserli letevas mitzar. Therefore, when a person says this pasuk in Shachris or in saying Tehillim, a person has to be careful to pause, to make a solid pause between the three words ato seserli, that's one unit, comma, mitzar tetzreini. So that the person in his tefillah should not make up the combination of the letters that make up the letters of this malach, the satan. Rabbi Nizal says now, period. And then, when this malach HaMoves chas v'shalom, damage to a person if we just showed in a pasuk that this name of Hashem is the concept of Atos Seser Li, Hashem protecting the person. Rabbi Nizal says, you know what happens? When a satan gets in under this bubble and gets to the person, what happens is these same letters, Samach Aleph Lamed, take on a tziruf that can do damage to the person. Azai Nasa Me Hashem Hanal, then there becomes, from that name of Hashem, Samach Aleph Lamed, it becomes Soif Odom Lomos. There's a pasuk in Koheles which says at the end of every person is death. We see that it's the same letters that make up the first letters of Atos Seser Li, you make up the letters Soif Odom Lomos. Shehu Roshei Tevois Shel Shames, Shehu Roshei Tevois Shames Samach Aleph Lamed Hanal. That's if the Sotim Chas V'Shalom does have a shlit over the person. Avol Kishim Eshamar Nesatzman B'Koyach Hashem Hanal. But when a person is zeichet to protect himself with the koyach of this name of Hashem, Azai Hashem Hu Mechaser U Mesaser. Then this name of Hashem covers him and hides him. Bebechinas Atos Seser Li. From in this concept of Atos Seser Li, Vegam, and also you see the literal words in the pasuk. You hide me from what? Mitzar Titzreini V'Tishmoreini. Hashem, please hide me and protect me, constrict me. In other words, hide me within your grasp from any tzar, from any enemy that would want to hurt me in any way. Chas v'shalom. Baruch Hashem.
That's a name of Hashem. Of
definitely. That is a name of Hashem. That is this power of Hashem to hide a person, to cloak a person, to hide him from the Satan.
But it's not from the translation of words.
No, we know it because Rabbi Nizal told us. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Nizal brought proof to the fact from a Remez in a Pasuk in Tehillim. You understand? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Nizal made a statement. The statement was there is a name of Hashem that protects a person. Rabbi Nizal was masig that this name of Hashem is Merumos in the Pasuk Atos Seser Li.
So then the mem that wanted to penetrate then becomes the mem that helps.
Exactly. No. The mem stands for the Malach HaMavis, the Satan, who floats around and tries to do harm. And if you, Chas V'Sholom, let him get through and let him hook on to this Samach Aleph Lamed, you should know that that makes up his full name and that could do tremendous damage, Chas V'Sholom. The trick is never to let the mem get into the Samach Aleph Lamed. How? When you say these words Atos Seser Li, to make a solid pause in between, that's how you ensure that the mem should not get tied up to the Samach Aleph Lamed.
Does it mean the mem becomes something good because it says when it's sad, it's rainy, then it becomes a mem that when it's separated, then...
When it becomes separated, exactly, it takes on this concept of Atos Seser Li from what? Mitzar Titzreini V'Tishmoreini. Save me from the mem. Protect me from the mem that's trying to get in. That's what it is.
This is what klipa this bold number represent?
Mother, death. Can get
away. So you have like a klipa snoga and you have different type of klipa?
They all are a concept of the Malach HaMavis. All klipos, all tomorrow, one concept, din, harshness, tzimtza, death, all the same thing. Baruch Hashem. Let's see if we can do the next Torah. And again, these are all things to daven for. Person, I know these Torahs were made to be converted to tefillahs. A person has to daven that when he davens shachris in the morning and in karbonos, he says these words, Atos Seser Li, that it should serve as a protection for the whole day. We should be zeichet that Hashem should use his shameless salvation to protect us from any harm. Baruch Nisa B'Gashmias. When a person says Tikkun HaKloli, especially to have in mind that this name of Hashem hides a person, protects from Malach HaMavis. What does Malach HaMavis do? He tries to make people sick, all kinds of chabola to a person, all kinds of damage. Hashem should protect us with the koyach of this name of Hashem.
Do we have to pause? Is this practically the same thing or the same thing? You have the 19th Psalm, because the prophet says, apart from me, then it goes on. Evildoers, and then it goes on.
It was, you know.
I don't think so.
He's talking about something.
Apart from me,
capital
of your
test. I don't think so.
No.
This is a Torah from the Kutaman. It's based on a Torah of the Kutaman. Next. Torah Reishu Dalid. Rabbi Nizal says, "Bedoyroi Sarishainim." In the beginning, way, way back, during the time of the Tanoim and Amoroim and the Rishainim, Rashi Kodesh, those times, Kishehoyu Yoidin Yoy Misasam, note the coincidence here. When a person used to know the day of his death, Chayu Oiskin Batayra Kol Hayoim, the person used to study Torah all day, and the Baal Dovor could not touch them because they were being Isaac in Torah. Who does the Gemara bring this about? David HaMelech. Whose Histalkus is coming up this week? Shavuos, the Histalkus of David HaMelech. It's about him that the Gemara says the story that he asked Hashem that Hashem should let him know what day he's going to pass away, and Hashem told him that it's going to be on Shabbos, specifically. And every single Shabbos, he was super careful not to be masik 1 minute from learning Torah, because he knew that as long as he's learning Torah, the Torah is called Eitz Chaim here, the Torah is life, there would be no way that the Sitra de Maisa could have any achiz on him. That was in the olden days, the Achshav, but Rabbi Nizal says, this is Rabbi Nizal talking about his time even, the Achshav Motzino Bnei Odom Shemesu B'Emtza Limudon. But nowadays we hear of cases who died while they were in the middle of learning. How is that possible? If the Torah is called Eitz Chaim, he. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know, She'im halimud kahoygen, that if a person is learning properly, bevadai ein loy shum koyach, then certainly the Malach HaMoves has no power whatsoever to touch him at that time. Avolim ein halimud koroy, but if the learning is not the right way, bifrat limud gemara, especially when it comes to learning gemara, im ein halimud koroy, if the limud is not the right way, azai humekabel yoy. Then just the opposite, the Malach HaMoves, the Satan, gets power from that person's learning, Chas V'Shalom. Ki Talmud Bigematria Oisiois Shel Shmo Lil. The word Talmud is Bigematria, the letters of the Malach Lamed Yud Tuf, which is Bigematria 480. The word Talmud, which stands for Gemara usually, Yam HaTalmud, means generally we apply the term to Gemara, is Bigematria that Malach's name. Al Kain Yesh Koyach Belimud HaTalmud Oil Belimud HaTalmud Oil Hachnia Oisa. Therefore, a person is zeicha, a person has the power by learning Gemara, either that's the best weapon possible to be machnia this malach lil, or chas v'shalom, to give this malach koyach. Now, imagine what he is saying here. Imagine how clear Rabbi Nizal is spelling this out. You should know that there's no way in the world you can get out of learning Gemara Chas V'Shalom or minimize it, because it's one of the most important limudim in the world, beyond any shadow of a doubt. Chumash, limud of Chumash doesn't compare to it, and Mishnah doesn't compare to it. Gemara is the Iker. Why? Because the main Hachno of this Malach Lil is only through Torah Shebaaleh, which is called Laila. When Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven, when did he know the difference between day and night? Rabbeinu said at night he learned Torah Shebaal Peh, because night is the time when this Malach Lil has a Shlita, and that's why the main thing to be learning is Gemara. But Rabbeinu says you should know that if you don't learn it 100% the right way, Chas V'Shalom, you should know that this could do tremendous damage. To whom? To the one who's learning it, obviously, Chas V'Shalom, that this Malach can get a strength through the person's learning Gemara, which means how much precaution does a person have to take who's learning Gemara to beg Hashem to be zeicha to learn it lishmo 100%, and not, it shouldn't do him any harm, it should only do good, that his learning should be machnia the koyach of lil, the pigama bris, and the person should be zeicha that the Gemara should have all the benefits that it could have on his behalf.
Whenever we say
the person
has Shalom Lishma, eventually comes to
Lishma. Right.
That's not a steadfast rule. There's more to it than that.
Definitely. A billion percent. That's referring to a certain percentage of people, where if their Lishma is not that bad, or, you know, depending on billions of circumstances, there does exist the possibility of a person who starts off learning where the learning is not Lishma, but if he's persistent in it, Hashem lets him be Zaycha to convert it to Lishma. And everything work, and they live happily ever after. The story has a happy ending. You have people who start out learning Torah Shel Lishma, then as our brains, it gives them venom to speak out against the tzaddikim amitim, Rachman al Islam. And they mess them. They would have been better off not learning. Their learning is koyach to this malach chas v'shalom, which is the worst tragedy in the world.
Well, the ones who found change it to Lishma, they have to.
That Hashem knows. No? As a person, the question is, how does it relate to us? Tefillah. That's how it relates to us. Tefillah and his kashrus to the tzaddik emes. Those are the things that make a person be zeicha, that even if when he starts, or even in the state that we're in now, with such schleppers, as we advance every day and try to get better, it'll only get better and better, not chas v'shem worse and worse. But otherwise, a person is taking a big chance. Rabbeinu is also telling you here that you're taking a, in learning Gemara, you're taking a big chance, which means, l'may nafka mino, l'may boy rachmi, tefillah. Through tefillah, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrunya. Hashem isn't a murderer. Hashem is not to kill Jews, to mess people up. Hashem wants us to learn, and he wants us to learn the right way. Elamai, you have bechira, to be arrogant, and to be so self-confident that you don't need Hashem to protect you when you're going into this ocean that's got such big waves in it, this Torah Sheba'al Peh, which has kirabim chalolim hipila, it's wiped out a lot of people. Or if you're going to have the anava to say, I realize that this is dangerous, that this is something for big people. You heard the way Rabbi Zal spoke that story from the Zohar Kodesh about Rabbi Elazar and the Yanuka. He said, you want to discuss learning? Where's your spear? Where's your sword? Do you know all the tools of Muhammad? What are we? We're monkeys. We're little kids. We're going to go to learn the same Gemara that was learned by Rabbi Zal, by Rashi HaKodesh, by the Rishonim and Achronim. You want to learn the same Sefer and you think it's pie? It can't do you damage? It can do worlds of it. It's oil. It's dynamite. It could either be blasting for your benefit, for your advantage, or Chas V'Shalom, definitely do harm. Chas V'Shalom, strengthen this klipa against the person, Chas V'Shalom. So the Limur HaGemara could be the item that helps a person specifically in Tikkun HaBris, especially if a person learns Gemara at night, or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. Levi, we should be zeicha to spend as much time as possible learning Gemara specifically. Our Rebbe emphasized for us the Limur HaGemara over everything else. And be zeicha to learn it l'shma with his kashrus to the tzaddik emes. A person's mekusha to Rabbeinu Zal, you can be sure that there's no way Hashem would let him fall into any of those minds, you know, get messed up in any way. That person learns Gemara and they feel anehimus. You see people in yeshivas who are learning it, and you can tell that there's no noyam by them. It's not sweet to them. They don't kiss the Gemara with an av or with a chiba. They're learning, there's hasmada, but there's all kinds of pnius in the world. Either they're doing it because they're being forced, because they don't have a choice, number one, or they're doing it because they don't want to be embarrassed by being the dumbest guy in the class. So that push, in other words, the ego issue pushes them on to do it, or they want to become Rosh Yeshiva, you know, whatever it is, not really with intentions lishma. Whereas if a person is zeicha to read the Svarim of the Tzaddik Emes, which lets you know what the purpose of learning Torah is, to be ma'al the Shechina, you know, to lift up the Shechina Me'afra and all of these things, that person learns a whole different picture, different world. How have I? Go ahead.
Question previous time. We have cases like where Rabbeinu Zal gives, you know, a reason for something. He says, you know, like, Kriya Samsuf, Hoya, Ayde, Zechus Avraham.
Right.
That is not the only.
A billion percent not, because we have. What do we have? Hayom Ro Vayonis. The Yom Ro. The answer is, that's the Torah. The Torah that she says, this is this. Then it says, this is this. Both are true. So if that's the case, then it seems like it's all a joke. Baloney, it's all a joke. We have small brains. That's why we don't understand how big an issue it is. That it required Bedafka both the Zechus of Avraham and the Zechus of Yosef. How? What? You have to remember that. We're little kids. We know nothing. We have to learn and absorb and believe every word that it says. If it says that Kriya Samsuf is in the Zechus of Avraham, that to me is a whole unit. And for that minute, I close off the fact that I learned this. It says in the Zechus of Yosef, that's also true 100%, and there's no stira. Baruch Hashem. We'll hold it over here.